Finally this hour, a trip to the theater, a marionette theater. It's a summertime tradition in France, especially for young kids, watching the antics of a character named Guignol. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley took in a performance with a special guest, her 2-year-old son.
Under a colorful tent in the town square of the small Atlantic coast village of Cap Ferret, a couple dozen children sit in tiny chairs looking up at a marionette theater. Their parents sit in large chairs behind them. The children's eyes grow wide as the matinee performance of Guignol begins.
Ooh, la 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 la. Ah oui, et je m'appelle comment? Eh oui, c'est moi, Guignol. Alors on dit bonjour, Guignol. Bonjour, mes petits amis. Ça va bien, les petits amis?
Guignol turns 200 this year. Made from solid lime tree wood, the playful marionette has big brown eyes, a long ponytail, and a gentle smile. He is as well known to French children as any Walt Disney character. Traveling performances like this one play all summer long in vacation spots across the country. François Dupin is behind the curtain doing the voices for all the characters in today's play. Dupin makes his living on the road with his wife, 3 sons, and Guignol.
Oh, ben, en été, on donne des petits spectacles comme ça sur la côte, oui, des Landes.
In the summer, we give performances all along the West Coast. In the winter, we perform in primary schools.
Dupin comes from a circus family, and his grandmother was in a Guignol troupe. He says Guignol is less physically challenging than the circus, but there are still standards to meet.
You have to speak good French while you're amusing the children, and you have to get the children to participate in the play.
Guignol was created in 1808 by a tooth puller from Lyon who said he preferred to make people laugh than cry. The marionette was born out of the great satirical theatrical traditions of the city at that time. Guignol puppeteers work from an official Guignol repertoire with hundreds of plots. The cast of characters always includes a baron in his chateau, a gendarme, and a crafty villain, usually a robber. Using his guile and with the help of the children, Guignol always outwits the thief in the end. Under the tent today, Laurence Boris holds her frightened 2-year-old son in her lap. Her 4-year-old daughter has been one of the biggest yellers today.
J'ai vu Guignol quand j'étais petite, à l'âge de mes enfants.
I always went to see Guignol when I was their age. It's really a part of the French culture. Guignol also means vacation time, when you're with your parents or grandparents and doing something different from the rest of the year.
My own son, who can't even talk yet, joins in heartily to yell at the villain. Guignol might hit robbers over the head with a stick, but his vocabulary is nice and he always throws in a good old-fashioned moral lesson.
Oh, et bien, les petits amis, vous voyez, c'est pour cela, dans la vie.
You see, my little friends, it never pays to steal, Guignol tells the children, and you should always obey your mama and your papa, because mean little girls and boys always end up in prison. And on that sweet note, Guignol bids his audience farewell.
Au revoir, les petits amis!
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.
Au revoir! Au revoir, au revoir!